Good Saturday morning and welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colvin J. Millett, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, or ma'am, are in for a treat. Because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are legacy building. That is what we do. So if you're out there doing things, I mean, you are out there on a mission, you are focused, you're not letting anything, anyone, anywhere distract you from the mission that you have set yourself on to better not only yourself, but your family, your generations yet to come behind you. You, sir or ma'am, are legacy building. I want you to put a hashtag on that thing that says that you are doing so, because that's what this is all about. So guys, look, I'm taking it a little bit old school today. It's me alone, quote unquote, in the booth here to bring you some nuggets, some information to hopefully, trustfully bring you some inspiration, perhaps some quote unquote empowerment so that you all and we all can benefit. All right. Cause so I need you to understand that this ain't for me. This is my give back. This is what the Lord has told me that I should be doing. And in turn, this is what I feel that I must do. I must say something. I must try to do something to encourage and help another along the way. All right. So guys, look, thank you so much for tuning in last week, guys, and listening as we met, talked with Jerry Garner. Yes, my man Jerry over at Mutual of Omaha. That is my dude right there. Great guy. Every time I've ever spoken to him, he has always been high energy. He has always been focused. He has always been helpful because in the grand scheme of things, he gets it. He understands that we, again, are all given a life of service and he wants to help people. So for those of you who missed that show last week, guys, look back, quote unquote, in the archives. I want you to go to our parent station here, WJNI online, find the station, guys. Yeah, is everything right now is live. Y'all, we have got to give like the slow clap to my man, Terry Bass, who is doing the thing, who is always, always focused on empowering and bettering our community, giving us avenues and creating opportunities, guys, for us to engage, for us to be better, for us to grow together, guys, so we can create and do more and give back to others. So shout out to my man, Terry Bass. So please make sure you check out our parent station there. Look for podcasts, guys. We are located there so you can catch our previous episodes there as they're posted. Guys, if you ain't committed, and look here, don't y'all bother me today. But if y'all ain't fully committed on gospel, look here, every now and again, you get over on some hip hop. Look here, I need you to get on the other side of the station here, the old school 92.1, guys. You know, tune in there. Again, you can listen live to what's going on there, hip hop, all that stuff. My man, Natty Heavy in the mornings, be putting that thing down. But guys, our podcast is over there as well. Look for podcasts on the website. Hit the drop down. Catch that show. If you are aging yourself, have parents that are aging, most of us are one of the two. Either we got parents that are older than us or we ourselves are aging, getting to a place where we need to think about, you know, what the next step, next chapter, if you will, of life looks like. How do we want that to look? I want you to go back and listen to our podcast and get exposed to how you can perhaps leverage yourself financially differently, so you can live differently. You know, for those of you who are Dave Ramsey folks, that's the financial guru, you know, he always stresses and says that today we should live like no one else so that tomorrow we can live like no one else. So you need to make sacrifices and do things today that will allow you later to be able to live differently than others. Oftentimes, for those of you who may have grown up like me, I grew up in rural part of South Carolina. Guys, and what I saw was that people lived, they might have done this here, that day, and the third. When they got older, they couldn't do anything. They had no funds, no money, trying to live off Social Security only. haven't created a built wealth, created a built a legacy, so to speak, you know, that's financial. Let me say it that way, because legacy is beyond just means. It's beyond just quote unquote green. Legacy is the knowledge and the teachings and the love and all those things that our elders give to us, guys. So let's not be crass or and narrow in our approach and believe that legacy is only financial. However, all that can go together. So as youth, we can build, we can, you know, create, you know, financial portfolios that can pass from generation and build from generation to generation, because that is what other groups do. That is what other groups do that many of us or some of us within our community sometimes look at and say, well, look, why we're not doing it, or why can't we do that? And the fact of the matter is we can, but we must do what we have not done. All right. So we can't do the same thing and have it happen. We got to do something different in order to make it so. All right. So, guys, I don't want to get on the soapbox too much and too early today, but I really, really, really appreciate you all listening this morning. I got to give shouts out to those who listen to us, you know, faithfully. I want to always got to give a shout out to Pastor and Elder Vanderbilt Evans Senior and Miss Sandra Evans. Sandra Evans. So look here, and you see, I put that senior on there. I always tell y'all he'll snatch me up if I don't put that senior on there. I can't just say Vanderbilt L. Evans and leave it. Can't do that. Look here, he even got a sign with it and put a little special mark so you know that that's him. And I won't sign anything but blue. That is my guy there. I love him. I love him. I love him. And I thank him. I thank his wife. I thank entire family for being avid listeners, you know, to our show. Got to give a shout out to my folks out of Monkey's Corner. My mama out there, y'all. Now, I don't shout my mama out too much, but my mama out there, y'all. And I want y'all to, when y'all see her in the street, say, hey, I heard him, because he shouted you out. But my mama retired, y'all. And some of these conversations that, you know, we're having and I bring to air are real life conversations that I'm having and things that I'm looking at personally. So I'm one of these people that if I believe or find an avenue, I'm not just going to keep that avenue to myself and run down the road. I'm going to say, oh, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. Look over here. The gate is open. Let's go. And we're going to run together. Now, granted, I look, if y'all don't run with me, I might leave y'all down the road. I ain't trying to, but I might leave you, because when the gate opens, guys, and we have the opportunity, we have to move forward in it. Let's take as many as we possibly can. Let's try to keep the gates open by keeping people constantly going through. And these gates are gates of opportunity. And we're going to talk about that today. So the focus of our show, matter of fact, I got to give a shout out, belated birthday on air to Miss Adams, Sheila Adams, out there in Monkey's Corner. And you know, look here, she go by the way of King Street at times as well. But I got to give a shout out to her. You know, there's people that over the course of my years have been influential in my life for whatever reason. And people that, quote unquote, that you just have a good time with, that you love on, and in turn, you always want to see the best for them. And I got to give a shout out to her. I got to give a shout out to Amanda Hopkins, you know, who is very instrumental, very close friend, dear friend to me, who you may not listen to the show, but, you know, always has been a sounding board and just good company, just a good friend. And want to give a shout out to her as well. You know, at times, guys, we forget to check in on people. We're in a time now where there's so many things that are going on, so many things. And guys, I got more people, friends, and things of that nature that I could add to this list. But, you know, oftentimes there are people that we forget sometimes to check in on. And with so many things going on right now in society, so many things going on around us, check in. And make sure that people are all right. People are struggling and you don't know it. People are struggling mentally. They're struggling physically. Some people are struggling financially. People are struggling right now because the weight of the world seems to be resting on our shoulders. It is a constant. We're barraged with issues, with items, and everything seems to be pointed and targeted to one demographic, to one group. Now, guys, I'm going to be very plain and say this, that we're not necessarily isolated alone. And while it may feel that that is the way that this thing here is, the reality is that it is far greater. This is obviously, as we are believers, this is obviously in the will of God. Because if it wasn't, then it wouldn't be happening. If we believe that, then guys, we have to receive that. Now, granted, we might be pained, we might be troubled, we might be restless in our spirit, but nonetheless, if we believe and we believe firmly in what God has told us, then we must realize and believe that all things are in Him, all things are because of Him, and in all things, we should be thankful. Yeah, that's a hard pill to swallow right there, right? I know. It is. It is. See, guys, I don't have this conversation often. I don't talk much about these things because I just keep believing God and just keep moving. But we are tired. We're tired. So, you know, I want to challenge you all on this day, on this Saturday morning, that, you know, when this show is over, I want you to pick up the phone and call and check on your friends, your family, and just say, hey, are you all right? You were in my spirit. Lord laid you on my heart. And I just want to say and make sure that you are doing well. I know with everything going on around us, with everything going on out here, our family, our children, sometimes we don't feel safe. Sometimes we fear for others. I just want to check on you and make sure that you're okay. Because my Facebook family, my radio family, I love you. And I want to make sure that you guys are all right. So, guys, look, I don't take up most of the first segment of the show, just kind of touching in to make sure you guys are well. But we got to get, quote unquote, to what I refer to as the business at hand. And I want to talk to you a little bit different today about the opportunity that exists. Because, see, sometimes, guys, we are so narrow-minded in our approach. Our vision is such that it seems oftentimes to be quote unquote tunnel vision, that we can't see beyond what appears to understand and realize what the full picture is. So many of you have been looking, thinking about buying a house. Many of you have been thinking about selling a house. And many of you are troubled by what's going on out in the market in general. And some of you are looking and saying, wait a minute, I can do all this myself. And many of you are or could be right in that. But I want you to hold tight because we're going to go to break here. But I want you to come back and I want you to listen to what I'm going to say and the insight I want to give you. So guys, look, let's flip that flapjack. Let's do what it is that we're supposed to do, which is get that syrup down out the cabinet so we can get ready to eat. And look here, when we come back, I'm going to give you a quote unquote, a little bit more meat to go with your breakfast. All right. So guys, look here. You listen to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I'm your host. We'll be right back.
Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com. You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market, it didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759.
And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colin J. Millett, broken owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, or ma'am, are in for a treat. Because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We're legacy building. That is what we do. So guys, when you're making those things happen out there in the world, when you are doing things for your family, for the generations yet to come behind you, I want you to put a hashtag on it that says that you're a legacy builder, because that, sir, ma'am, is what we do. You can catch us on Facebook. You can catch us on social media, YouTube. You can catch us on this station online, as well as 92.1 old school radio, guys. You can catch us there online as well. on our podcast, on a podcast tab. Please check us out there. Listen to our show, guys. Sometimes this message, this content of this show is for you. Sometimes it is for others. In all things, guys, we want to be thankful, and I am thankful for you. All right? So, guys, before the break, guys, first segment, guys, we just was checking in, giving you some, hopefully some encouragement. But I want to talk about misconception. All right? Now, look here. Like the pastor like to set the theme for the sermon for the day. Guys, I want to talk to you about the misconception that is in the market. So I want to give you some facts first. Now, the facts are going to seem a little daunting, but I want you to bear with me just a little while, all right, so we can get to what it is that I really want you to know and understand, all right? So many of you, or some of you guys, are looking at maybe buying a home. Some of you are considering perhaps selling, and many of you are challenged by what's going on currently in the market. Don't understand it. Don't know how to navigate it. Some of you are out here trying to do it alone. You're the ones that are more challenged. The ones that are trying to do it with agents. You know, some of you are still struggling because at the end of the day, guys, you have to understand that one, nobody has control, at least not on this earth, if that makes any sense, and you follow where I'm going. And in turn, you got to trust what the process is. All right. So here's some facts. Currently, there's approximately 1,500 homes in our listing service in the Charleston area available for sale. Active homes, 1,500 approximately. Okay. There are approximately 7,500 realtors out here trying to sell those 1,500 homes. That sounds kind of, that sounds interesting, don't it? Now, this is where it gets to be funny. The reality is that over the past several months, I say several, but the past few months, and we probably could get to close to several, we have had inventory levels roughly at close to this amount, all right? Inventory has dwindled significantly since this same time last year. You know, last year, guys, we were going into COVID, you know, shutdowns and things of that nature. And to be very direct about it, many people were challenged. You know, people were afraid of what was going on, not understanding. Obviously, none of us knew what was going to happen. However, after a short time, what I would refer to as a degree of common sense kicked in, with common sense dictates that you can't stop. See, the world spins, and it spins for a reason. It spins, sun and moon, you know, exposed to all parts of the world at different times because the world spins. So there's a day and there's a night, and we can't stop the world from moving. In turn, in likeness, we can't stop society from moving. There are things that happen, will happen, should happen as a constant. You know, you wake up in the morning, you go to bed at night. All right. You got to eat, you got to do this, and all these things that are necessary for people to live. There has to be some movement in order for those things to happen. See, the food chain isn't us going out. Well, some of us, the food chain isn't us going out in the backyard or going out in the woods and hunting. You know, killing, processing, and, you know, cooking out in the woods somewhere or another. That's not what we do. Our process is us going to the grocery store and running up and down the miles and getting food. And if we shut down, then things stop moving. Food stops getting to the grocery store. There's no food. There's a shortage. The food prices go up. So many things. So we experience so many of those things, even slightly during this time period, or you know, minor shifts during this time period. Now, I don't want to harp on that too much, but I want to apply the common sense approach, because in likeness, people kept buying houses. So the inventory dwindled fairly quickly because people still bought homes in the same general, you know, same, roughly people bought property, I'm sorry, the same general pace that they did prior. And I'm sorry for kind of skipping over that, because I want to give you some statistics. So in January of last year, of 2020, guys, we closed 1,100, right at 1,100, 1,100 and change homes, okay? When we get to March, we were at 16. And just bear in mind that that's seasonal as far as the January numbers, okay? You know, you're coming off of Christmas, you know, things of that nature. You know, you're coming to the first of the year. While activity is, you know, pretty stable or has been pretty stable during that time period, again, you're coming off the holidays. And in March, it was 16, right at 1,700 homes. In April, we went down to 1,455. May, we were kind of flat at about 1,500. But I want you to pay attention to something. In July, guys, we closed and sold over 2,400 homes in a single month. That's a steep increase. And what has happened is there's been a little volatility. Market has kind of left, it kind of leveled off around 2,000, dipped down to about 1,800, leveled back up again, and then dipped down to about 1,400 in January, which again is seasonal. That seasonal slide from December to January, again, is normal. But then we begin ticking up again to our March numbers of over 2,000. Now, prior to last year, our numbers usually were somewhere around 1,500 homes a month or so, give or take. All right. So during the summer, we spike up to about, you know, 18, closer to 2,000, but not quite 2,000 homes. We haven't hit a streak in our market in the past, let's go back 10 years, in the past 10 years of that many homes selling consistently over a time period. However, since COVID, we have crossed over the 2,000 unit per month mark and have been fairly consistent above that line. Now, what is interesting during that time period is that at the same time, the number of homes on the market have dwindled significantly. If we go back to January of 2011, so 10 years, guys, we had 9,000 homes, over 9,000 homes on the market. And 2011 was that time period where we were really trying to come out of the recession as far as, you know, home prices and inventory and such. And there's been a gradual descent, pretty fairly gradual descent on the number of homes available on the market until we hit last year. And then from there, it's been a rapid decline from roughly 5,000 homes, or roughly 5,500 homes on the market in January of 2020 to the number being, you know, less than 2,000, around 2,000 homes. So we lost roughly 3,000 units over 2020 off the market. And again, we've kind of been sitting at, if you will, around the 1,500 mark, so to speak, on average since. That is very concerning. And I'm gonna tell you why it's concerning. It is concerning to many people because of this. People look at the amount of inventory, say there's no homes available. What you miss though, and this is where the misconception lies for our listeners. The misconception, guys, is that homes aren't selling, that people aren't buying homes and there's no homes to sell. We're selling more homes than what's available, which means we're putting homes on the market, or we're selling homes, and people are still buying at an increased pace, even though there's less inventory. So that's like going to the grocery store, there's no meat on the counter, but everybody's full. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what's going on, guys. So I want you, one, to understand and take in the statistics. Two, I want you to realize that there's still plenty of opportunity out here, and you do not need to follow the masses or believe the crowd. You need to focus. You need to talk to your agent. You need to work forward, and you need to take advantage and get what it is that's available for you. All right. So I'm going to talk with you briefly, guys. We're putting three new listings on the market this weekend. All right. We're putting a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath up close to Monk's Corner on the market. That home, please reach out about that one. Let me hold right there. We're putting a 2-bedroom, 2-bath condo on the market in the Somerville area. We're also putting a 3-bedroom, 2-bath mobile on permanent foundation, guys, on the market as well. All these homes will be available next week for you to start viewing, but they're going on the market this week. So this weekend. So we want to make sure that you guys are at the helm as quickly as possible. Now, I want to give you our office number, 843-619-3005. Again, 843-619-3005, because I want you to give our agents a call and get in on these properties before the masses. In our current market, guys, people are focusing in one area. And what I would love to happen, which is what I'm trying to help you all do, is to focus elsewhere so you can get to the finish line easier. Let's leave the crowd. Let's separate ourselves from the crowd, guys, and do things differently. Talk to our agents so we can help you locate and find your opportunity. Your opportunity, because that's what we want to make sure that we focus on. All right. So, guys, look, today's show has been kind of a little catch up. I want y'all to stay with us. Guys, I'm working on some extra special guests, if you will. You know, we always like to throw the red carpet out, you know, for our guests as they come on, guys, because, you know, we want to continue this conversation. We want to continue to provide you opportunity. We want to continue to provide you insight. We want to continue to provide you information to help you in your situation, all right? So, guys, look, as we end today's show, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I want to thank you for doing everything that you're doing out here in the community. I want to thank you. I want to encourage you. I want to pray for you. And I want to give you hope, guys, because that is what God would call us to do. So as I always say to you guys in closing, guys, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm going to see you guys out there in them streets.